Welcome back, everybody. This is the second podcast of 20-something and Alive. My name is Mohsen Khanzada, and today I have...
Sahil Chowdhury.
And my little brother...
Rohan Khanzada.
Rohan's a first-timer here, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, there's only been two podcasts, though, so... Or this would be the second podcast, so... So, welcome, Rohan.
What's up, guys? It's a pleasure to be here.
Is it really, though?
I mean, I know you guys pretty well, so... I mean, I see you guys around pretty often.
Okay, so a little background. Rohan is my little brother. I wanted him on the first podcast, but he was off on a co-op in Warsaw, Indiana. So he wasn't available at the time. But today's a very special podcast episode. We're going to be talking about the holidays that just went by, Eid al-Adha. And we'll be talking about the other Eid as well, Eid al-Fitr. So... there are two Eids, as I just mentioned. Eid al-Adha is the one where we sacrifice the goat or lamb, and Eid al-Fitr is the ending of the month of Ramadan. So that's the money Eid, as people say, right? And then the other Eid, Eid al-Adha, is the sacrificial Eid, or where you sacrifice the goat. So I just wanted to talk about like our experiences on both Eids, really. So, does anyone want to start off first, or should I start off?
Which Eid are we talking about first?
Let's talk about Eid al-Fitr first, because I feel like that's the more, one.
Yeah, so, like, my mindset for that Eid, this is, like, my mindset for both Eids, though, but, like, Eid al-Fitr for me is, like, the hype Eid.
Right.
Everyone's like, yeah, we just fasted for 30 days, let's get it, money, and, like, everyone's, like, just, I feel like everyone's just... so much hype. Like, there's just so much hype around that Eid, but I enjoy that time a lot, like, significantly.
So what we usually do, Sahil, is that we would get together with family. Back in the day when we used to live in New York,
yeah,
we would all gather in our uncle's house, Pervez Tayyabu. And, oh my God, everyone, like, not just family, but, like, family friends would come over, and yeah, we would just hustle. We would hustle all the uncles and all their older cousins that had full-time jobs. We would hustle them for money. So, and they'd be giving like good money too. Like,
yeah, bro. On a good Eid, you'd walk out of there with at least $250.
Yeah, it was so nice.
And that doesn't even include your mom and dad. They come together. They you have a good day.
Yeah. So, it was just the atmosphere was so friendly and everything. So. If any of you guys have celebrated Eid, you guys would understand. But so what about yours? Your background on that?
Yeah, no. So basically, it kind of just depends where we are. But right, at least the last couple of years, we're more nuclear now, like family-wise, especially here. Obviously, I have two pupils that are about an hour away. But even then,
where?
In Columbus.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but most of the time, I mean, we wake up early in the morning. We'll have breakfast together. We always make savanya.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So we'll eat. Wait, you want to explain to some of the viewers what soya is?
Yeah, no, sure. It's extremely fine noodles,
I'd say noodles.
It's like it's very, very fine noodles.
Did you say rice noodles?
It might be rice noodles. I'm not sure.
Yeah. No.
But it's milk-based, so it's almost like a rice pudding, and then there's a ton of sugar in it.
Right.
But, I mean, it's fantastic. Very, very sweet. We eat them quite warm early in the morning.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll go off to prayer. But after that, it just kind of depends. I've been in Pakistan.
You've done Eid in Pakistan?
I think I've done one when I was very little.
Yeah.
Did one Eid in Pakistan. Don't really remember that. But Eids in England were crazy. I mean, obviously, there's so many Muslims in London. So, I mean, you'd see the whole family. And, I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It really kind of has become a money game for the younger
guys.
Oh,
for sure.
And I think... my little brothers especially benefit from that now because, I mean, Ryan's always loaded and I think I'm always poor. So
yeah, I know. It's like once you get older, you get even less money. You get less money.
Exactly.
Actually, not this Eid al-Fitr, but the Eid before that. So Eid al-Fitr of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had to give money out to the very first time I've ever given money for Eid. So it was really like a humbling moment. Like, man, I'm actually making money. I'm going into that adult phase now and it sucks. was awful. And
me.
Rohan, you, that was you this Eid.
That was me this Eid. I almost shed a tear.
How much did you give out?
I was at 20 bucks. $20
that's
uncle.
Solid. That's
20
solid.
Bucks uncle. Yeah.
But it was nice because our cousins from New York came here.
I still ended up in the black, like major, like I was in the black in the stock market. Yeah, exchange.
No, I've been in the red for a couple years now. It doesn't like on it, like actually that's not necessarily true. This last year my dad gave me $100. And I was like, all right, Dad, I see you. But I always give Daniel and Ryan $50 each. So, I mean, I broke even for the first time in, like, years. I was like, all right, I'm cool with this. But, no. I mean, and it's just easier, man. Just give them the money, and then that way, like, you don't have to do the little gifts and whatnot. But
you know, I was thinking, why don't we do, like, a white elephant gift exchange on Eid?
That'd be great.
So, yeah, right?
Especially for us younger guys. I mean.
Yeah, we can just, we know each other so well, we can easily have a nice, like, white elephant, not Christmas, obviously, but like white elephant gift exchange.
Okay, I actually have a question for both of you. How do you explain Eid to like the people you work with or classmates, whatever?
So, I call it the Muslim Christmas.
Thank you. That's what I say.
You really?
I call it the Muslim version of Christmas. I mean, like, we both, like,
they don't understand anything else.
Yeah. What am I going to say? We, like, have a special sermon in the morning and then we just feast the rest of the day. Like,
no.
I guess, wait, they don't do that on Christmas, though.
No.
But, like, I think we. I genuinely have to sell it as, because especially for work now, I don't. Mm. They won't let me take days off unless I have like valid excuses or whatever. Yeah. So I go to them and I'm like, "Oh no, this is my Christmas. You guys get 2 weeks. I want 2 days." So like they.
Dang. Yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, it's fair.
Yeah.
But so like.
Yo,
that's,
you can even pull off 3 days for the second Eid.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's a stretch, but.
Yeah, it's a stretch. I did it this year for my work. That's nice. Yeah. Last year, or was it last week? Yeah, it was last week. I did absolutely nothing. I went to work on Monday. I actually had Monday off anyway, but I still went. And they're like, "What the heck are you doing here? You're off." I'm like, "You know what? You're right."
Honestly, that's actually good.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, so that's the first Eid. So the first Eid is usually the more hype one, as Rohan said.
Mm-hmm.
The second Eid is more of it's still that family gathering atmosphere, but more. There's also more religious on this one, I guess, because you're actually doing something from the past. Like, everyone knows the story of Abraham and his son Ishmael, or in Arabic it's Ibrahim and alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. And they, the story goes, God gave, or Allah gave Abraham a command saying to sacrifice your son, and God wanted to see how loyal he was, Abraham was to him. So Ibrahim, I'm gonna keep switching up between Abraham and Ibrahim. Oh man, this is gonna be awful. All right, I'm just gonna stick with Abraham because there's some of the listeners are actually Christians and Americans. So Abraham was went up to his son Ishmael and was like, "Hey, listen. God told me to sacrifice you."
Why'd you do these pieces?
Oh no, you guys can't see this, but I'm holding up deuce signs. Deuces. So yeah, he's like, "Listen, God told me to sacrifice you for him, so I'm gonna sacrifice you." And it, like the kid, he was like a kid at the time, Ishmael. He was like, "You know what? It's fine. If God says it, like, you got to do it."
That's
right?
Crazy.
Like, bro. The loyalty he had to his father and his the creator. So right before Ishmael was going to cut him or sacrifice him, God said stop. And he, instead of Ishmael, they had a goat or a lamb. I think they said a lamb, but a lot of people still use goats today for sacrificing. So that was that's the reason why the second Eid is why we celebrate the second Eid. So I know you have a very special I guess stories, or every Eid we go to this house. We go to Farhan and Monim's house.
Oh yeah.
What's the auntie's name?
Nagma auntie. Praveen's uncle.
Yeah, Praveen's uncle and them. So our friends, they have this farm and they always have goats and other exotic animals. Actually, what do they have?
They've got llamas.
They have
chickens, emus. They've got pretty ridiculous assortment.
Yeah.
But
so every Eid al-Adha, they have goats and
sheep,
we go through.
And then
they actually
cows.
Had a bull last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some Turkish guys actually came out and, they had to shoot it with a pellet gun or some other type of gun. It was knocked down. It wasn't, like, killed. It was just knocked down. Maybe a tranquilizer, maybe.
Yeah.
And then they had to sacrifice that.
Exactly.
But, I mean, like, that ETH is always deal. The more... I think that ETH is a lot of fun. Not as high as that one, but it's there.
I mean, yeah. And I mean, it just kind of depends on what you guys end up doing. We've gone a couple years. And we've gone through with the whole, like, sacrificing of the animal.
Right, right, right.
And, I mean, it's it sounds easy until it you get there.
It does sound easy.
It really does. Like, I remember
not
the first time...
Not at all, actually.
First time we went... I went with my dad, and then obviously there were some other uncles there, and I think Daniel was there as well. And
how old are you guys?
I think I was probably 13 or 14.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
It was when they'd first gotten the farm.
Okay, okay.
But we went, and basically they were like, all right, we're going to sacrifice the animal. And I was like, all right, yeah, this should be pretty easy. Not thinking that this animal is probably going to try to run. It doesn't want to die. Like,
yeah. Oh, the battle I mean? Itself is to, like, tackle it down and I mean, rope it down.
Exactly. So, I mean, basically, the hardest thing for me personally was, and I think I'm more accustomed to it now, obviously, but when I was younger, we had to hold it down. And I think I was holding either the neck or, like, the top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, someone had already covered its eyes so it wouldn't see anything that was happening to it. But, like... Initially, at least, it was still trying to get up.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you kind of just basically feel the animal stop. And you feel that. You really do feel that with your hands.
Yeah, it just stops.
So you're just holding it, and you feel it just kind of stop and let go. And it's, like, kind of, it's crazy to experience that.
Right, right.
I mean, you see the passing of the animal right in front of you. But, it's special.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, I don't, like, for us, at least, most of the time, after... the animal slaughtered, it's obviously cleaned most of the time by professionals and whatnot. But when that animal is being cleaned by the professionals, after we get all the meat, obviously we give it out to all the other families in the community, especially if there's individuals in need, which is a lot hard. I think it's kind of hard to identify sometimes.
Yeah.
Obviously, in our community, it's kind of a stigma that you do well. You work hard to do well, or you work as much as you can until you do well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, obviously trying to find and identify those families that do need help is kind of difficult in a sense.
I haven't done it myself yet, but
you didn't hold the knife?
No. So, like, the past, like, times that I've went, it was, like, two, three years ago. It was at that farm, like, same farm, but, like, it was actually you did it, and then our friend Zishan also did it.
Oh,
And, like, I don't think I was, like, old enough to do it. But, like, I want to, like, I think the part that just gets me the most is more of just the roping down of him, of the animal itself. Just because, like, I just can't imagine what, like, that animal is going through. But at the same time, like, it just gets roped down and then people just all jump on top of it. And then it's just, it's time, you know? But like a weird, like, little memory that came in my head was like, it was just like, after like, they're like cleaning the animal to make sure like they have all the meat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
People do some weird stuff to like some, like they want to see like weird body parts and stuff.
Oh, are you talking
like,
about what Abu did with the skull?
Oh, I don't know if it was Abu, but it was some other uncle. I don't know. But, like, I just saw him with, like, a giant knife, and he just started axing at the goat's skull. And I'm just like, what in the name are you doing?
Oh, no, dude, they wanted the brains.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? Like,
oh, yeah, dude, that's one of the best parts.
That's weird. Supposedly, I've, like, had brain, and it tastes like eggs.
I will not be trying that anytime soon.
Will not be trying that. Nope.
Yo, let me make some, like, a nice dish with the brain, too.
Yeah, I've tried it, and it looks like eggs. It looks
you can invite me over the next week after that.
If you've ever had brain before, it looks like eggs. Like, have you, when it's like scrambled.
Now, I've never had it, and I don't want to try it. But I've heard, I think it's goat's stomach.
Ooh.
Yeah, is apparently pretty good. I will never try that.
Never.
Personally.
Never tried it.
I've heard it's quite a delicacy in certain circles.
So. I had actually tongue this Eve.
Oh, yeah, there's no need for that.
I had goat tongue.
How was it?
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty interesting. It like
how chewy was it?
Where did you find
it? That's the thing. It wasn't chewy though. It just like slipped down my throat.
Oh, bro,
like you know,
sounds,
like
that just sounds awful.
I don't want to have anything. No,
but like you know when like you're eating like goat meat, right? Like there's some like it's like slivers of fat that like you like think is like actually meat, but then it just goes like right down your throat.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Wait, where'd you
get
goat tongue?
It was that actually one of the what was it? One of the
halal grocery stores?
No, the parties we went to, sorry.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know it was, what's it called, tongue until an uncle came up to me. He's like, how'd you like it? And I was just like, what do you mean? It was just goat. And he was like, yeah, but you had the piece of the tongue, right? And then he like showed me and I was like, crap, yeah. But yeah, it was, I mean, I couldn't really taste it. Just went right down the throat, so.
Dang. Yeah, the, like Rohan was saying, last year I got to actually cut the goat, which was a humbling moment because, like, Allah sent these animals down for us.
Of course.
Right? So it was like, this is how the process starts. You were saying, like, Sal, you were saying that the animal stand, like, becomes really still at one point, right?
Yeah.
I actually was in that scenario. I had the knife to the neck, mm-hmm. and it just stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, "What? It just the animal knows it's ready to be like going back to its creator." So I was like, it was like a really cool moment when I got to sacrifice the goat. I actually had to clean the goat myself. You know that people have professionals.
That's like an art.
It is an art,
like,
man.
Really
Abu,
good at that stuff, man.
Abu is very, really very, good very at that.
Hard. Like, Monim and Farhan, I think when we went that one time,
they were
crushed. Like, they were phenomenal.
But, oh, yeah. But I mean, like...
I mean,
they had practice.
They were going through... And let me put this into perspective. I remember one Eid where I'm pretty sure they said they did 60 animals.
Oh,
so
easy.
I mean, like...
Oh, my Lord.
And they had the I would call them tripods. Uh-huh. Or basically, like, they're done. They've zabat the animal, obviously. You hang it, you start cutting the skin immediately,
yep.
rip it all off, let it hang there for a second, and then you start divvying up the meat and figuring out how you're going to,
yep.
what you're going to put it in, whether it be like shoppers or.
Yeah, that's, they go, I think I talked to Farhan later at the Eid dinner,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he only did half on that day, and
yeah,
he had
exactly.
to do it the next day.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
It's genuinely a lot of work.
Sometimes, like, when I see, like, people, like, I always want to know, like, whenever I'm, like, when I see my friends eat meat or whatever, I, like, look at the meat and I go, like, ooh, I can definitely, like, eat something like that during Eid al-Adha when, like, you know.
Are you talking about, like?
Like, ribs, for example, right?
Okay.
What happens to the ribs? Like, have you guys ever eaten goat's ribs before?
No.
Right? But, like, they're there. But, like, okay, so, like,
no,
I'm trying to put
no,
in
no,
the
no,
action.
Do something. I completely get what you're saying. I'm almost certain we clean them.
Yeah, we clean them.
We
well,
clean
we take
that
them.
Meat.
Really?
We don't
yeah.
leave it on the bone.
That's interesting.
I think, you know what?
I would love that. I think I'd really enjoy it.
No, like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It does.
Personally.
I'm like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, there's so many exquisite ways of meat that I think we could just take off the goat.
But
like,
it's
our
a difference.
Parents
not
just,
even...
Our parents are just so, or, like, it's just custom to
yeah.
just...
Prime example is look at chicken. Like, whenever our parents go to the halal store or whatever,
right.
and get chicken or whatever,
it's already...
they never get wings.
Exactly. It's always chicken and thigh.
I'm like, Dad,
come
all
on.
My goater friends are eating wings.
Yeah.
Let's try it. Let's at least try it. And we actually have, like, recently we tried it. And I mean, like, it's not necessarily a fine portion of the
right.
chicken in itself,
that's true.
But it's nice. You throw a bit of sauce on it, throw it in an oven
oh,
or fry
sure.
it or whatever
good.
It may be.
Yeah.
Breading, whatever. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
good.
Do you go to Restaurant Depot?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Dude, that's where my mom and dad get the the wings.
Yeah.
And Ami's been putting some
she's
nice, like.
She's been crushing it with the air fryer.
She's been crushing
oh,
it.
Yeah,
we recently
just
got
that. Pro tip, people, get
air
an
fryer.
Air fryer.
Not just that, but, like, the masala that she puts on the chicken. Oh, my God. It's some type of barbecue with a sriracha. And then something sweet. Really, like, at the very
like
end,
a
it's sweet.
A sweet habanero?
I wouldn't say habanero.
It's
not a sweet habanero.
Didn't you get some, like, a cherry barbecue something?
Oh, that might be it, actually. Yes. We went to the cherry festival.
I had cherries.
I do, too,
oh,
but listen, Sal, you need to give him another chance.
Give it a little try.
All right, listen, call your mom. We'll go. No.
Hey, Ami. Yeah, Sal's coming over.
Ami?
Cherry barbecue chicken wings. But, yeah, so Eid al-Adha went by, and then... usually when on one of these Eids,
mm-hmm.
We have the Eid prayer, and then we go to people's houses.
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to just say, like, I don't have the stomach capacity for all these parties that we go to after Eid.
Yeah.
My stomach can only eat the Bill's donuts that we get at the masjid.
No, but here's my thing. My day kind of goes like I'm fasting in the morning because I don't want to eat anything before namaz.
Yeah, but that sucks too because your stomach is already shrunk.
Exactly. After, well, like not like for Eid al-Adha, but like still like, you know, like I just don't want to eat anything in the morning because I know I'm going to be eating a lot during the day. And like I basically starve myself until the Bill's donuts, but then I have so many people to like say Eid Mubarak to that when I make my way to the donuts, the young bloods leave me like a munchkin donut, like one like of those donut holes. And then I'm just like, all right, great, time to go to a party now and try to fight for food there.
Nah, man, I don't think I've ever fought for food at one of those parties. Last year we went to I think 5 houses, which is like. Pretty reasonable number. Size, yeah. It wasn't too crazy, but I mean, like, public service announcements for all the aunties. Please stop asking me to fill my plate. I promise if I want halwa, I'm gonna eat the halwa.
I'm gonna eat the chane.
But bro, it's uncalled for.
Yeah.
Like they genuinely, and then they say the same things to you. They're like, no, you need to grow. You're a growing boy. Like, auntie, I'm 23 years old.
Like, I'm not growing past this.
It ain't going anywhere. Like, oh my goodness.
No, yeah, aunties always get on my back. They're like, oh, every time I see you, you're always like, you're like a twig.
You are a twig.
Honestly, Ron,
I am skinny.
Comparatively, bro, you could put some meat on this.
Okay, my thing is this. I just have an insanely high metabolism, okay? God takes that metabolism away. I'm going to be the most built man in the world. Y'all going to be jealous. Be ready for it.
No, what's going to suck for Rohan, though, like later in his life, he won't understand how to like stop eating because of this metabolism.
Bro, you give me a gallon bag of Sour Patch Kids, I'll be done in a matter of half an hour, and you won't see it. You won't see it on my body at all.
It's no, but I'm saying later in life, this metabolism is going to slow down.
Right.
And then I'm going to eat a gallon of Sour Patch Kids.
You said about, who's the non-summy? Bro, you're the next Adnan Sami. You know who that is, right?
Nah.
Who's
Adnan Sami?
Nah.
Not the biggest this guy. Let's just to make it easier then.
Okay.
All right. Won't be wide.
Yeah. But that's... So recently we had a party. So our masjid holds a nice, like, what? I wouldn't say cocktail party. What is it called?
It's like a banquet.
I'd say dinner banquet.
Dinner banquet, yeah.
Eid banquet
at the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown Dayton. And we all get spiffied and everything, get ready, show up all the uncles and aunties, like, yo, what's good?
Yeah.
Sal, you dressed up like exactly like me, dude. What's up? Like, why?
All right, so this is all I'm going to say. I was at my house. I had just gotten dressed. And obviously, I like to send out a little Snapchat to my friends to let them know what I look like. So I sent a Snapchat out. All right. Just thinking, you know what, my friends are going to appreciate my outfit.
Uh-huh.
And then like next thing I know, I get to the party. Obviously, I'm there. I'm one of the first people there.
Are you?
Are always one of the first
anyway,
ones there.
We were very early, to say the least, and I thought we were just on time, to be completely honest, but dissies. And then Mohsen showed up maybe an hour later wearing my outfit. So, I mean, I don't know what to
Hold
say to that.
Hold up now. I'm not going to even deny that.
So, I'm about getting ready. I wear suits
and stuff. So, I was getting my suit ready, and then Mohsen runs in and goes, hey, should I wear this? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. That looks good. And then later, I just hear Mohsen scream. So, Sahil just asked me, what are you wearing? So, yeah. I don't know how true Sahil's story is now, but...
Also, Rohan was like, Rohan, during the past 3 hours before the party, he was like, oh, Mohsen, what's Sahil wearing? That's literally the minutes later you texted back, oh, what are you wearing?
No, but we showed up. To be completely honest, I think the last probably 4 years, we've all coordinated our outfits to a certain amount. Honestly, I think I would say we really did it, where it changed. I think everyone was kind of wearing a lot of casual type of clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then everything transitioned to a more formal setting because all of us younger guys were wearing our nicest outfits.
Right. Yep.
To honestly just enjoy the day, in my personal opinion. I mean, for us, this is a big day, and I think we should do it some justice.
Oh, sure.
I mean, this year we went traditional. We went shalwar kameez with the waistcoats.
Yeah.
And in years past, we've gone suits. I think that's what Rohan ended up wearing.
Sure.
Nice suit with that beautiful little bow tie.
Self-tied.
Self-tied, huh?
None of that fake Thai stuff.
That's fair. That's fair.
Food was really good this time. I'm not gonna. Well, okay, wait.
Hold up.
No, I have actually something rewind to say that. About that. So
come back to that.
One of the parties that Mohsin and I went to this Eid al-Adha was.
Were you at the other party?
It was.
No. I heard about this. Yeah.
So like the food there, like there's a very like typical Desi restaurant here in Dayton called Jessica Grill.
It's called something else, but yeah, it's the same guy that.
Oh yeah, they like might, they might have sure changed their name.
Is it?
Yeah. So they still have the other restaurant, but I think the one in Dayton is now closed.
Okay. So yeah, it's yeah. And everyone always gets their food from them.
And when he means everyone, he means everyone. Every party.
Literally any
formal party, random house party, they order from this guy.
So we go to this day party, like brunchy type, and what do you know? We get Jessica Grill. That's what I'm gonna call it. But yeah, Jessica Grill. And then later at night, Mohsin and I like looked at each other. We were like, "Bro, you know exactly what we're eating tonight." I kind of ate a little bit before because
you didn't want to eat anything else from there.
I knew, like, yeah, I know I'm gonna be eating exactly what I ate during the day.
And honestly, it was the same exact menu from that party.
Chicken kar hai.
Yeah, the chicken tandoori.
Honestly, I don't blame them though. That's just standard though.
That is.
Okay, it's the standard.
Put in a little bit more money and get some chicken makhani in there, dude.
But no, not even that though. Like genuinely though, honestly speaking, it's almost that like desi mindset. Chicken karai is superior to chicken makhani. So that's
no.
But honestly speaking, the Borki and bigger, like it's a solid.
Is that? But
that's what people kind of want.
Is that personal preference though? Because I personally
love makhani.
Okay.
I personally speaking love makhani. Right. I would say that. But I think at a standard level, I think there's that disparity where chicken makhani is more like that's what the white people are going to eat when they go to those restaurants. Does that make sense?
That's actually an interesting way to think about it.
Honestly speaking, though, I was really hoping for that Nahari we had a couple years ago.
Nahari is always top tier.
Was that from Chicago?
Yeah.
I think it was from like Sabi Nahari.
I do really enjoy when they do that. When they like experiment.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff is delicious.
Or if you guys had, what's Hassan Ehsan's mom's name?
Shazianti.
Shazianti's Nahari.
I have.
Right? It is top notch. It beats Sabri Nahari's hands down. I'm sorry. If anything, it was probably hers. I think
I'm not sure.
I don't know if they would cater though. Well, they're not cater.
Not
sorry.
Cater, but like
potluck, or like ask her to make that much Nahari. That's
she's
lot.
Made that much.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah, she has. But like,
it was good.
That's a lot to do right before Eid, you know.
That's true. That's rough.
Sure. Next time they probably do it would probably be for like someone's mendi if they were to supposedly get married.
Sorry, are you good?
Well, you good?
You're right there. You hinting at your own marriage or who?
Oh no, not mine, bro. I'm too young for that.
How old are you?
You gotta wait for your older brothers to get married.
Wait, how old are you, by the way?
I'm a very young 23.
Young 23.
Mohsin bhai, how old are you?
You
young enough, bro. Just young.
Old enough. Oh my gosh.
Rohan, how old are you? 21? 22?
19.
Yeah, you liar.
No, I'm 21.
Did you get your new license yet?
I did. Did you guys see the new license?
Is it pink now?
No, the new. Okay. So, blue? I got mine literally the day before they changed the entire Ohio license
really?
System.
Yeah.
Now, the new license, well, now since they're like passport, like you can use that instead of a passport to go international.
Really?
Yeah.
International?
Yeah. You can, you don't, it's like, it's like.
Does it have a chip or something in it?
Yeah, it's like basically, it's crazy. Like that high of identification though.
Oh, wow.
But it looks like a military license.
Really?
Yeah, it's like all white, looks like one of those military like identification cards.
I might need that.
Nah, you'll probably end up on a watch list.
I'm already on the watch list, so it's going to stop me. If anything, it'll help me.
goes to Pakistan once. Yeah, I'm on a watch list, it's fine.
Have you ever got, we should definitely save this for another episode, but... Have you ever gotten stopped at an airport?
Yeah.
Bro, it's so funny. Whenever I like get in the security line, I always make a Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's guess like who's gonna get randomly searched?
That's like Desi standard though, right? Yeah. Like you gotta make that joke.
But it's not even that like genuine, like I don't think I get it as bad anymore at all.
Really?
Yeah. But Daniel gets stopped.
Why Daniel?
The beard.
Oh.
Yeah. And it, I mean most of the time his is unkept. So he really looks out there. But no, he definitely gets it way more.
So I wanted to talk a bit about your schedule on Eid and how tiring you could be.
For some reason, you're always tired, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, exhausting. It's a full day, though. It's a full day.
It is a full day.
But what's the difference about how early between you get
up
here?
Think about how early you get up, though.
What?
Well, like, so it's a normal day of basically a normal day of work. I'm getting up at 7 in the morning, right?
Okay.
Either I'm getting up at 7 in the morning, right? But at the same time, you're going to a party. Well, obviously after prayer, but you're going to party straight through 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5 o'clock is when I get done. That's a full work day. You've done a full work day in food.
Yeah, but you do.
In
you need
food.
I guess.
Think about you're eating, especially us. We're probably eating what 3, maybe 4,000 calories that day
because
we're eating a lot. We're being forced to eat a lot. I mean, you hit those milestones, and then if you're lucky, you go play like basketball with the guys or do something fun. Yeah. But
something to burn them off.
3 or 4 hours after that, we have to go. We all go to the dinner. Like we all get together. So I mean, it's a full day.
Yeah. That's true. I've always like my slump. Like we are always, our family's always like the last ones to leave the masjid. Like it's just, I don't know why.
We just need to make sure it's clean before or after.
True, that is true. That's like our coin thing now. But like we're always the last ones to leave, and like it's always interesting. Like the parties do start at kind of like not awkward times, but like I just wish they all could just be in a line like right after prayer. And, like, we wouldn't have to go home, sit down for, like, 30 minutes to, like, an hour, and then have to go. Because the second I get home after, like, prayer, like, I just want to sleep. Like, I want to go back to sleep or just lay down for an hour, pop a Tylenol, and just fix my headache that I already have.
Do you go home right after Eid prayer, or do you go straight to
house? It depends. It always depends. So, last couple years, we've gone home. The only year that was different was, I don't know if you guys know him, Uncle Durrani. Had invited us over quite early. He had said something along the lines of basically he was planning on going to work, or they had another party they needed to go to. So they told everyone, right after you're done praying, come to our house. You can stop for 5 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever. Just come start eating. So we went there right after, and they're right down the road from the
Notre Center?
No. The other place. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Presidential Hall?
Yeah, Presidential Hall.
Okay.
And that's usually where we kind of go.
That's downtown Dayton, right? I've never been there, by the way.
No, it's more, I think it's Vandalia, technically. Okay. I think it's Vandalia, technically, but it's down in that end.
How many people typically go there?
Presidential?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the whole Arab community, dude.
It's really?
Arab community, and then I would even say, like, Beaver Creek's, Desi's.
Yeah.
Wait, so, like, even Bellbrook's Masjid?
Oh, no, they had it at Bellbrook this year. Nutter Center this year.
No, this year was Nutter Center.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this year, almost everyone went to Nutter Center, but obviously, like, I mean, and like, everyone kind of still goes there on Masjid.
Right.
So obviously, Bellbrook didn't have anything. Fairborn didn't have anything. But Springfield had their own, obviously.
Yeah.
You guys had the one. And then, I want to say, who else? Oh, the Turkish community, they still had it at their own.
They had
their
really?
Own still.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you been to the Turkish mosque?
The Turkish mosque?
Yeah.
I've been twice.
I've
it's
been
the one that used to be a community center with the pool that they don't use at all.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they have a pool on their premises, but they just don't use it at all.
Oh.
I've never been. I've been to the cemetery.
It's near Josie Street.
Is it really?
So the Turkish mosque. Some other time. And
yeah.
We can take you guys, but it's nice. I think it's a very nice facility, but they only the lectures only. Turkish. Yeah, or Arabic. And I mean, like, you don't really get anything out of it.
Yeah.
I've been to Juma there twice, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's beautiful. They've done a very good job on the inside, but
good. All right, favorite Eid food. Go.
I would. Dang, that's a rough.
Well, that's.
Actually, I think the soya in the morning is top notch. It's usually my go-to. And Ami makes a really good batch of it.
It's
time out. Do you guys have milky savanya or thick savanya?
It's I would say it's more of like a buttermilk type thickness.
I was about to say I want thin, milky,
really?
Warm savanya.
Like,
I do not want thick
not
bricks
thick,
of savanya.
Thick bricks.
I've had thick bricks and I'm like, auntie, I'm good.
No, like you know, like a lassi type. Like,
oh yeah. Oh, I love lassi, bro.
Yeah, dude.
You know I love lassi.
That's all I drink when I go back to Pakistan.
Yeah. What about you? What's your favorite?
Every morning. Oh, that's hard, bro. I like food too much. Honestly, I'm going to have to say my nano's halwa puri.
Really?
Yes, bro. Like, that stuff's
in England.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't know if it's just the amount of sugar in it, but, bro, like, I could eat that and sleep for like 2 weeks. Happy.
Oh my god.
Just happy. It's heavy though. It's very, very heavy.
Okay, for me, what like when it comes down to halwa puri though, I only enjoy it when it's from Pakistan.
Yeah, me like, too. We went with Rayan, our cousin Rayan's dad, and it was on Sea View in Karachi. Oh my god.
That's like
something else.
That's your one way ticket to like food poisoning for the week.
Yeah, that's true, but it's so good.
But at the same time though, the food in Pakistan is so good.
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, like, obviously, I know you guys are in Karachi, but like, Lahore is known for its food.
Right.
Bro. I eat so much food, it's disgusting. Like, I mean, every time I'm going to Pakistan, I'm getting like 10 pounds.
Easy.
Yeah. And I mean, we're there 3 weeks, and I'm honestly, all we do is
eat. Do you get that food poisoning to get you back down? You cut down 15 pounds.
Nah, dude. Honestly speaking, the last couple times I've been pretty lucky. One time I really messed up.
I go there to cut weight.
Fruit chart.
Oh,
we got
you
from like
up
one
right
of those
there.
Like little riddies or
fruits. The fruit stand.
That messed me up. And then a couple of years back, I wasn't even thinking about it because it looked so good. But we got kulfi at one of those.
Oh, you also messed up there.
On a serious note, the kulfi was worth it. That was really good kulfi. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, favorite food for Eid is always the rice, the main rice course at the first party you go to. Like rice and like
palau.
Yeah, like the biryani or like the palau with the garhai on top or something that. The main rice course is what I always look forward to after namaz or like just in general for the day.
Whatever's not breakfast.
Whatever's not breakfast.
Can I please just eat a real meal?
Yeah, I just need food.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So Eid. So what we covered so far. About all of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, the schedule, and we just talked about the food. What else could we talk about? We have 4 more minutes to.
Yeah, no.
I'm trying to cut it off at 40 minutes. What else?
Should we talk? We did talk a little bit about fashion, but do we want to talk?
Let's talk about fashion. Actually,
you want to talk about like what like for me. I always want to be as comfortable as possible during Eid because I know it's a long day.
Yeah.
So that's why in the morning, I always prefer shalwar kameez. Yeah. But I always do like the churidar, like the skinny, like whatever pajamas.
The slim
PJs.
Fit.
PJs.
The slim fit pajamas.
Slim fit.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you guys go for typically?
So it's always kurta shalwar for me usually. The shalwar is usually just white, but the kurta has to be like on point fit and a nice design to it. What did I wear in Eid al-Adha?
We all wore white.
Yeah, we all wore white.
Yeah.
That was nice. We looked good. Right.
Fair enough. Honestly, I think we've always just worn shalwar kameez in the morning.
Yeah.
And then whatever at night. I mean, whether it be a nicer outfit,
right,
a little bit of a nicer, more traditional outfit. But I mean, we've always gone to Eid prayer wearing shalwar kameez.
Shalwar kameez for sure.
I think it's just a traditional look. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I've been trying to, you know, like what King T'Challa wore in Black Panther, like the opening scenes when he's inside the city.
It's basically a sherwani.
Yo, dude, it basically is. I've been trying to get my like aunts, like my puppos in Pakistan, to like try to get a tailor to make one. Because they owe me a sherwani or a / kurta. Not for marriage. I know you're thinking asylum. I know you're thinking it. But no, it's like they owed me one because they always send my sister like kurta and whatnot. And I'm like, what the heck? Where's the love for me?
Can we talk about the disparity between boys getting close from Pakistan and girls getting close from Pakistan? All right, prime example is my mom came back from Pakistan recently. And... me and Danyo, I think we both got one outfit. All
right. And that's that one auntie that really loves
you. Yep. My mom brought, I want to say, 14 outfits.
Holy crap.
And these were mostly gifts for her.
Oh, my
God. Her. And I'm like, Mom, so you got me and Danyo one shalwar kameez and came back with 14 for yourself? And Mom's like, oh, no. I mean, like, I just got, like, I was given most of these. I didn't blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I see you.
It's ridiculous.
Muslim Nais is very similar to that. Like, there's one puppo who like cares for us so much, and like she hooks us up really nice.
Very.
But then every single other person in the family.
And that's not just the Popos, it's the their daughters.
Yes.
Everyone in our cousin's box are majority female. They all send Huda stuff, dude.
And if Huda doesn't have something to wear, I get mad. I'm like, girl, you came, like, people from Pakistan hook you up nice.
Yeah,
I'm
you
like
can't say
scavenging
you
to find a nice kurta.
He started going, your cousin. Mad that I quit.
That's so funny.
Oh my god.
But it's true though. But at the same time, I do kind of get it. I think
no,
girls
I don't
are,
get it.
Girls, no, girls have like there's a
come next, on.
There's some stigma to like how girls always have to wear a really really nice.
Oh man.
Like, what we just look like dirt then?
Do we not? All right,
let's be completely honest though. How often have you just thrown on shalottis and been like, I'm good?
That's so true. Though. You go to a dancing party, they have to like wear.
Not even
that
like though. That. Like. Prime example, you were talking about comfort a second ago. I have never had a shalwar kameez not fit me.
Yes.
It's impossible. True. You just throw it on, you're like, I look good. Throw it a bit of gel, and you're out the door.
Quick little side note. Going back to the Black Panther kurta, if you actually wear a Black Panther kurta, and for some reason, let's say you wear it for your wedding, I just want you to know you're walking into Pray For Me by The Weeknd.
You get your dad to approve that, I would dance
I don't
the entire
think,
way.
I don't think my dad's going to stop me and Huda from, like, making this wedding the most lit wedding ever. Like, just stay woke on it. It's going to be, it's going to be great.
Bro.
But then Rohan played
all right, I have a request. You guys have, I don't know if you guys do this, but, like, you know how you have a dole guy?
Yeah.
When walk in with the, bro, I already got a guy, a dole guy in Cincinnati. I swear on my life.
Really?
Yeah, because we used him for Onbai's wedding.
We got a
dole guy on cue, bro. Right.
Cool. I'll put it down on the checklist. The
how are you
going to
get the beat with
the
Pray For Me?
Huh?
How are you going to get the beat with Pray For Me?
Oh, he's got it.
Rehearsing
he's got
something,
it.
Bro. Yeah. Come on. Give me some credit.
Should we end it on that note?
Yeah,
the
I think
Black
we should
Panther
end
note?
It on that bomb.
All right. I want to thank Sahil and Rohan for coming onto the podcast today. It was nice having this discussion about Eid with everyone. We got a little off topic, but it was a nice
I think it was needed, you know, context
needed.
Of course
a little context is
yeah
always
just
helpful.
Just to give you guys a little insight on our family's Eids and beyond, I guess. So yeah, thanks for everyone for listening. See you guys later. Bye.